Welcome to the Hoosier Ag Today Thursday podcast. It's the 21st of March, 2024. I'm Andy Eubank, along with Eric Pfeiffer and Sabrina Halverson, coming up today with the news, including State Representative Bob Cherry calling it a career and finding crop insurance agents for specialty crop producers. The HAT podcast is made possible by First Farmers Bank and Trust. Experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. FFBT.com for more, and stop by your local branch. Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin is here too, explaining how much longer the cold air sticks around. And soybean futures up above $12, a nice rally yesterday. We have analysis coming up from Tom Fritz on the Hoosier Ag Today Thursday podcast.
At First Farmers Bank and Trust, agriculture has been a cornerstone of our business for more than 135 years. Our personal relationships within the ag community run deep for multiple generations. If you're looking for a financial partner that knows, understands, and supports agriculture, we want to hear from you. Let's grow success together. Visit us online at ffbt.com or visit any of our branches to meet an ag expert in your area. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal opportunity lender.
Representative Bob Cherry calls it a career at the State House, and USDA making it easier for specialty crop producers to find crop insurance agents. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today News, brought to you by McDonald's of Greater Indiana. This National Ag Week, McDonald's salutes all past, present, and future farmers across the Hoosier State. As the Indiana General Assembly wrapped up the legislative session back on March 8th, a longtime friend of the Indiana agriculture community wrapped up his 26th and final year at the State House. Republican Representative Bob Cherry has represented portions of Hancock and Madison counties in District 53 since 1998.
Agriculture is in my roots. I grew up on a farm. In fact, I still reside on that same farm where I grew up.
Cherry reflected on his time at the State House with HAT last month, saying his biggest accomplishment for agriculture was when he helped revamp the property tax system in Indiana because farmers were paying too much on a per acre basis.
We changed that a few years ago, which was a big win for Indiana farmers, and also one of the small things I did, which means a lot, but we had to save the barn thing, where if it's a pin barn versus a pole barn that was built more than 50 years ago, prior to 1950, really, they would be taken off their property tax rolls because these older barns in our state, many were falling down, and they couldn't be used for modern agriculture today, but the landscape of our rural area is very important. So we removed that from the property taxes, and which was a big way to save some barns. Other states have done this, and I felt it was important for Indiana landscape to preserve those heritage barns.
Cherry says he's looking forward to helping his nephews farm the ground around his childhood home, calling it stress relief for him to get out and drive the tractor.
In farming, experience counts. Every growing season teaches us something. Experience counts in farm broadcasting as well, and no other farm broadcasting team in the state has the experience of Hoosier Ag Today. Eric Pfeiffer, C.J. Miller, Andy Eubank, and Sabrina Halverson, an experienced team that gives you credible coverage of today's agriculture. On air, online, and on your mobile device, turn to Hoosier Ag Today.
USDA's Risk Management Agency says if you're a specialty crop producer, finding a crop insurance agent can be overwhelming. As Sabrina Halverson reports, they're trying to fix that.
RMA Administrator Marcia Bunger says the agency created a new searchable directory that will help.
We've asked crop insurance agents across the country to self-identify if they are experts in selling whole farm revenue. And by providing us that, we've now created a new searchable directory on our page when you go to locate an agent. And so we're hoping that will give producers that maybe weren't always in the traditional lane of crop insurance, yet, you know, they're very interested in having a policy that will cover their specialty crop farms, their vegetable farms.
Bunger reminds growers that there are options in most cases for crop insurance agents, and you may talk to a few before you find the right fit.
Just because you find an agent the first time, you know, sit down and talk with them. That doesn't mean you have to buy. But get a sense if you have a good feel for that long-term relationship. And if you don't, then maybe move on to the next and experience different agents and how they interact with you, what they probably have for experience. You're going to get a good sense of that. Some additional advice would be to shop around.
Whole Farm Revenue Protection and MicroFarm are two of the most comprehensive risk management plans available. Specialty crop and small-scale producers can learn more by visiting the RMA website. We've put a link on ours, HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Sabrina Halverson.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Farm Credit Mid-America is a lender that has farmers' backs. With its patronage program, they give patronage-eligible customer owners a portion of their profits as cash. This year, Indiana patronage-eligible customer owners have gotten back more than $66 million. It's one more way Farm Credit Mid-America is showing up for farmers and strengthening rural communities. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. For more on patronage eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
The High Ground Podcast. Everything from energy and fuel.
It's Memorial Day weekend, going to be 87 to 89, maybe low 90s all weekend. So we thought we'd bring Scott Heine in. So we'll talk about home heat.
To agriculture.
Anytime we can help a farmer grow their business and meet their goals, that's a proud moment for me.
And, well, other things.
For some reason, like and subscribe. We don't know why, but that's important.
We want you to do it on your own, but we're going to tell you.
Listen now on all platforms.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. And not too much going on here as we finish out the week. We are chilly for today for sure. Cold Canadian air continues to keep control over the Hoosier State. Now, as we move through the overnight tonight into tomorrow, watching a system build to our west. That's going to be moving through the Great Lakes for tomorrow. And as it does so, it brings us some precipitation to Michigan, rain and wet snow showers. I think we'd see clouds from this drag down into northern Indiana, and I won't rule out a few flurries or some rain here and there, but it's going to be highly localized in the far northern tier counties. The rest of the state just seeing some on again, off again clouds. I do not think that we have a lot of moisture on Friday, but I'll put it this way. We can't wave the dry flag either. I think there's going to be something, whether it's early on in the day or whether it's actually overnight, Friday night into early Saturday morning, there will be a little bit of moisture that tries to drag through. Cool air comes in behind this system once again to start the weekend on Saturday. Canadian high pressure close by. It's not as cold as what we've been dealing with here recently, but still chilly. The chill moderates on Sunday. South flow comes in ahead of our next weather boundary. That is going to be a massive system that hits next week, but it doesn't hit Monday. Monday, I think we're partly to mostly sunny and mild on strong south flow. Tuesday, rain and thunderstorms coming through, and we see cold air wrapping down in behind this system overnight Tuesday night into Wednesday. Will it be enough to see precipitation end to snow? I don't think so here, but we aren't going to shut the door on that completely. We do see drier air trying to come in on Wednesday, the 27th. Mixed clouds and sunshine, temperatures close to normal for this time of year. The rest of next week, we're seeing mostly dry weather. We're seeing clouds and sunshine, cool temperatures, but not super cold. But I don't think we have anything major on the weather scale coming until probably sometime later in April. We definitely are going to take our own sweet time drying down after the rains that come the early part of next week. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. Have a great rest of your day. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
In farming, experience counts. Every growing season teaches us something. Experience counts in farm broadcasting as well, and no other farm broadcasting team in the state has the experience of Hoosier Ag Today. Eric Pfeiffer, CJ Miller, Andy Eubank, and Sabrina Halverson, an experienced team that gives you credible coverage of today's agriculture. On air, online, and on your mobile device, turn to Hoosier Ag Today.
Beans up, wheat down, corn in the middle. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Wednesday Farm Market Review. Solid day in beans. We have settlements coming up, but begin with market analysis. I grabbed that at the end of the session from Tom Fritz, EFG Group in Chicago. Tom, a reverse in a lot of markets from the Tuesday trade. Wheat, a good example, higher all week and then going lower on Wednesday. And also soybeans, lower, but then a higher move and a really strong move, actually, on Wednesday, along with higher meal and oil markets. The bean market goes over the $12 mark. Is that a significant move?
Well, I think so, Andy. Now, everybody's been looking at this $12 level as, you know, as being relatively important. But the bottom line to all this is whether you're looking at corn, whether you're looking at wheat, whether you're looking at the soybean complex, it's all about short covering. You know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, I look at these reports coming in late next week, meaning the quarterly stocks report and then the new crop acreage report. It's, I view it as like the end of a season. So now, you know, our focus is going to go to new crop. You know, we've done as much as we can with the old crop. And it's, so it's almost like it's history. So, but with that said, you know, the markets have been heavily short for the last number of months. And, you know, the technical price action is saying that, okay, we're done going down for the time being. You know, we need new input to take us lower. And there's so many things out there that, you know, okay, it's a given. Meaning, you know, as far as U.S. old crop, we know we've got plenty of stocks. That's a given. Is the pile going to grow anymore for old crop? No, it's not. Well, new crop, it's, you know, it's a big unknown. You know, as an example, you look at D's corn up 1.5 cents today, May corn's off 0.5 cents. So, you know, the focus is starting to shift towards the new crop. But I think, you know, we still have a big time shorts in the corn market. Yeah, we've seen some pretty good short covering. But if you look at the amount of net shorts in the corn market on a historical basis, there's still, you know, we're still, you know, heavily weighted as far as too many shorts. So, you know, I think we've got some unknowns out there. How's the second season corn crop in Brazil going to develop? It's pretty much planted by now. Argentina runs a story about crop damaging rains recently. So I think that allows the corn market to come off its lows today. I thought corn put in a, you know, pretty impressive performance. You know, it traded lower with the wheat market. And, you know, to come back to just, you know, fractional unchanged losses in the old crop, slightly better in the new crop. Yeah, you know, to me, it's a signal we're done going down for the time being. The wheat market, you know, okay, we were higher for 2 days after coming close to testing contract lows in Chicago wheat. Market bounces for a couple of days, and then they beat on it today. And yet, you know, we still finished noticeably off our lows. And, you know, I think a lot of the break in the wheat market today was Egypt held an overnight tender. Okay. And so people like to look at that, say, okay, what kind of prices are being offered mostly from the Black Sea area? There is some European wheat offered, but the bottom line was there was 2 million tons offered to Egypt. That's a lot of wheat for sale. So I think that pressured the wheat market in the initial going here today. But, you know, as you can see, Chicago, okay, it's 7 cents lower, not a big deal. Kansas City wheat, just what, 2 cents lower, not a big deal. Even Minneapolis wheat, not even 2 cents lower. So, you know, it's like, I think, you know, as far as being short, it's, you know, it's run its course for the time being. Soybeans. Okay, the last 2 days, the bean market was on the defensive, and I think we did see some intermarket spreading, buying feed grains, selling oil seeds. So we see a reversal in that spread today. But I do think this Argentine news kind of rattled the cage. You know, we managed to live with a smaller soybean crop coming out of Brazil, but now that we have a potentially smaller crop out of Argentina. Now, the assessments haven't been made yet, but, you know, the possibilities are there with this excessive rainfall. So I think, you know, it just tells the shorts, you know, no, now is not the time to be short anymore. So, you know, we get the short covering. And like I said, you know, I think the reports at the end of next week really signify the beginning of a new season. And with the beginning of the new season, it uncovers a lot of unknowns. And to be short going into these unknowns, I just, you know, I just can't get can't get in step with that.
Tom Fritz, Market Analysis. Tom from EFG Group in Chicago. Now the settlements down a half cent on the May corn Wednesday, 439. Unchanged July, 452 and a quarter. And December up a penny and a half, 474 and three quarters. May beans, very strong, 1209 and a half, up 24. July, 1223 and a quarter, gaining 23 cents. Novi up 19, going to just a tick over $12. May wheat, 545, down 7.5 cents. April live cattle, 187.80, down 25. April lean hogs, 85.30, down 52, as the protein sector goes lower. I'm Andy Eubank with the Wednesday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.